Good morning.
Good morning, Sensei.
I found myself thinking during the week about this past year, and which has been pretty tumultuous for me. And yet, when I thought about the past year, I realized how many things that I felt grateful for. And the thing that stood out was how grateful I am for this moment, this present moment. Because living for me in the present moment allows me to experience life. Because in each present moment, life is offering itself in some form or another. And the more that I'm able to live fully present in each moment, the more able I am to be fully alive. And this being alive, this being fully present, is a gift. And it's our practice. Our practice is to learn how to be fully alive. And not just on our cushion, but to live our lives, leave this place, this zendo, and go into the world and appreciate our lives, appreciate each present moment as it appears. So I thought to myself, well, let me just see if I can make sort of a mental list of the things that I'm grateful for. And after a while, I gave up. And I realized, even though it was a rough year, man, do I have a lot to be grateful for. And so I just gave a few examples for purposes of giving a talk. And one of the things that I recalled was I was in Starbucks getting a cappuccino, and the cashier had this beautiful smile, and I've mentioned this before, this beautiful smile. And it was one of those kind of smiles where you can't help but smile back, you know, no matter how grumpy you might be in this particular moment, you just cannot help but smile back. And not only was I grateful for that smile, which was so beautiful, I was grateful that I was able to carry that smile throughout the rest of my day. I was much more freed up, I guess, to smile as I encountered different people. So I was very grateful for that experience. Again, I was grateful when one day I saw an older woman who was having difficulty getting across the street. And this teenage girl, about 15 years old, snapped out of her teenageness, I guess, and ran over and helped this lady get across the street. It was very sweet. And, you know, just being present to that was very touching. And I felt a great amount of gratitude for just being present to that experience. And I feel very grateful to a friend of mine who works with me on giving public talks. And I feel a lot of gratitude for that. And I feel gratitude for the time that I was with no intention, but just walking in this garden, and I saw an iris that was just beginning to open. And the next thing that I noticed was there was a tear rolling down my cheek. And it was a tear of gratitude for just how wonderful, how lovely life is. And each one of these experiences that I'm describing take place in the present moment. That's the place to experience life. And when I wake up in the morning, I have a practice of where as soon as my eyes open, I take my right hand and put it on top of my left wrist. And if there's a heartbeat, I feel an incredible amount of gratitude. That was supposed to be a joke. I was waiting for a bigger laugh than that. So I don't know if any of you have heard this, but there's this old Zen parable. It's a brief story about it takes place in India. And there is this monk. And he's walking along in the jungle, and he sees these two large tigers. And he stops, and they stop. And he realizes what's going to happen next. They're probably hungry. So he starts running as fast as he can, and the tigers start chasing him. And he gets to the top of a cliff, and the cliff is 300 or 400 feet high. And he looks around, and the tigers are coming. And then he notices there's this vine that's hanging down on the cliff. So he grabs the vine and he starts climbing down. And as he's climbing down, he looks below and he sees there are two more gigantic tigers waiting for him. So either way that he goes, his life is cooked. So he's there realizing that this may be the end. And he looks over and there is the most beautiful strawberry, this exquisite, ripe, big red strawberry. And he takes the strawberry and he tastes it. And he just appreciates how divine this strawberry tasted. And that's the gift of the present moment. In that moment, he saw a strawberry, and he tasted that strawberry. So even when we're faced with our death, there's still space to feel gratitude. And somebody said that gratitude is loving life, that it is being grateful for everything and everyone that presents themselves. Now, in Buddhist traditions, there's a prayer which one makes, which is a rather unusual request of the universe. And the request is, may I be given the appropriate difficulties so that my heart can truly open with compassion. So this is sort of the other side of gratitude, being grateful not only to life's blessing, but also to life's suffering, and learning how to live fully present, not running, not hiding, but being present to see what is the teaching that is appearing in this suffering. And I remember that there was a time in my life that I had become, for emotional survival because of circumstances, I had become invulnerable or unvulnerable. But it disturbed my life, you know. I wasn't able to be close to people or to things because I hid behind this wall. And then a thing happened that I found myself, because of circumstances, that this wall was starting to come down. And I was terrified by it. And so I ran away. I hid. I didn't want to face what was behind that wall. And then at a certain point, I realized that I didn't want to live my life in this way behind a wall. So I went and I did the work that I had to do to take the wall down in a safe way. And as that happened, I realized what an incredible gratitude I had for the fact that circumstances arose that threatened that wall. It was extremely frightening and painful, but in the end, it was a gift, because it was a gift that kicked me in the ass and said, you have to take care of yourself. You have to do something about this. So even something terrible can contain in it a gift, some cause for gratitude. And another thing that I noticed about gratitude is that it's like that smile that I mentioned. It's contagious. If we're around people who aren't cranky and like that, you know, always unhappy with everything, it's nice to be around people who express gratitude, who appreciate this present moment. And I'm thinking of my son, who in his early life could be very cranky about things. Rumi said, wear gratitude like a cloak, and it will cover every corner of your life. So one last poem by Mary Oliver, which I think really captures the spirit of gratitude. She writes, my work is loving the world. Here the sunflowers, there the hummingbird, equal seekers of sweetness. Here the quickening yeast, there the blue plums. Here the clam deep in the speckled sand. Are my boots old? Is my coat torn? I am no longer young, and still not half perfect. Let me keep my mind on what matters, which is my work, which is mostly standing still and learning to be astonished. The Phoebe, the delphinium, the sheep in the pasture, and the pasture, which is mostly rejoicing, since all ingredients are here, which is gratitude. To be given a mind and a heart and these body clothes, a mouth with which to give shouts of joy to the moth and wren, to the sleepy dug-up clam, telling them all, over and over, how it is that we live forever. Thank you.